Hi guys, my name is Tinuola and welcome to my podcast. If you have been following me, you know that I created this podcast to talk about abuse, sexual abuse, emotional and physical abuse. So for now, we're starting with the series of sexual abuse. I have at least 6 episodes already and this is my third guest. So I have a guest today. So this is my third guest, and if you have not been listening in, please do listen to the other episodes. And if you have been following me, thank you so much. I really appreciate. So I have a guest today. Thank you for tuning in with us today. Thank you for accepting to share your experience with me.
Thank you for having me here. So I think I was very little when it started. Like, I guess I was like 5 years old. Then again, when I was, I think 11. Yeah, I guess so. So the first one started at my neighborhood. So I have lots of brothers. Then they have friends. So there's this friend of my brother that usually come around. He always likes carrying me and stuff like that. I can remember. Then I noticed sometime he'll say he'll just take me out and start touching me. I was very little, so I didn't really make anything out of it. But I really, it got to a point, if he wants to, maybe he offers to take me strolling or something, I'll start crying. But I couldn't say, like I said, I was little, so I couldn't say why I was crying or even be able to tell somebody this is what, because at that point, I didn't know what was right or what was wrong. I just knew I didn't like it.
Okay, so this, your brother's friend would take you out under the context, he would sexually abuse you under the context that he wanted to take you out. So at that time, can you, maybe this is too much info, but what exactly would he do to you?
Okay, so take me out as in like maybe you just say, let's go and buy something. You know, little children, then we always love, we all have a sweet tooth, so I'll definitely follow him. So then most of the time I notice he'll be asking me, do you want to pee? Do you want to do this? Do you want to, like, just any opportunity to remove my clothes. Then he'll start touching me in my private part. I just, like, that has always made me a very shy person. Like, to this point, I can't really undress myself in front of anybody. Even if I'm going to do that, I have to, like, put off the light, because I'm always so subconscious. Like, so that's what usually happens. He'll pull my clothes and stuff like that. So,
terrible. So with this person, how long did it continue for, and what made this person stop?
It continued for like a year plus. Okay, so he didn't actually stop. What happened was we moved, so we were in Jos then we came to Lagos. So that was the last time I ever saw him or anything like that. So it's not like he actually stopped from the goodness of his heart. Despite my crying and all that, you know, parents now, when you've been disturbing them for a while, or maybe your siblings, you've been bugging them, then someone just offers like, let me take her strolling now. They'll be like, carry and they go. And so you on your own, you start crying. They'll be like, just take her, before you reach somewhere, she'll stop crying. You know these small children now, you understand? So I guess nobody actually knew, or nobody suspected him of being able to do something like that. So it actually stopped when we moved.
Okay, is so terrible. I totally understand. I get it, because most parents at that time, when the kid is always crying or disturbing, when they have a helping hand, they would gladly give them that. Go on, just let her go with you. I mean, I need peace of mind. So I totally get it. So for that time, nobody suspected anything, and wow. So to just curiosity, I'm like, out of curiosity, I want to ask, like, have you ever, since that episode happened with that person, have you ever seen him? Like, because you said he was your brother's friend, so today have you seen him, or maybe recently you really hear it? When last did you see him, and if you really saw him, like, what was the atmosphere like?
Okay, so like I said, we moved, so I haven't seen him. Like I said, he's my brother's friend, not mine, so he's not like a really family close friend like that. So when we moved, all contact was lost. I was little. I don't think I'll be able to even recognize him now. I don't think I can actually be sure of what his name was. So I've not met him since then, thank God. So
okay, but you might have not met him again, or you can't recognize him, but karma will. Definitely cannot, karma will. So is this your only experience, or you have another one you want to share with us?
Okay, so we came back to Jos. So I started staying with my uncle. I was going to school from their place. So my cousin, he's older than me with like 8 or so years. So I noticed that whenever I'm having my baths or I'm dressing up, I always have this feeling of somebody watching me through the windows. It got to the point that before I do anything, like take off my clothes or anything, I'll have to go around the house, lock the windows, drop down the curtains because of my previous encounter. So I've always been self-conscious. Like, whenever I want to have my bath, I don't even, when they say maybe like two people should share the bedroom, like, yeah, I'll still need to. So I don't even, I'll make sure everybody have a true with whatever they want to do, leaving only me alone. But I always have this feeling of somebody always watching me. So finally, one day I caught him peeping at me through the window. Definitely, you know Nigeria. How will I even go and tell somebody that, okay, this person was peeping at me through the window? What would they even say? Plus, it's not my house. I came to visit them, so it's my word against theirs. And so it got to a point that went on for like a bit. I was always trying to take precaution. Then it proceeded to, whenever I'm sleeping, I noticed someone, I'll just wake up to find him close to my bed, my clothes up, like I'm almost naked. Like, I was really scared. Then my uncle was a strict person. So he'll be like, he'll threaten me that if I tell anybody, he's going to tell my uncle that I did so thing and stuff like that, which really made me keep quiet. So the height of it all was, it got to a point he started touching me, but I was scared because none of my family members were close. They were all in Lagos. I was in Jos with my uncle. It's my word against theirs. So, and they had this tendency of maltreating me, because none of my parents were there. So even if, aside from any other thing, I tell my uncle a particular thing, I'll be ostracized. Like, they'll gang up against me, including their mom. So that didn't bother me. I didn't want to get on their bad side. I just wanted to be left alone. So even when he started trying to have sex with me sometimes, thank God most of the time, he always gets interrupted by maybe someone walking in, or maybe someone returning from the market or something like that. So the final, how so how it actually stopped or what I think actually taught him a lesson was, we had this neighbor. He had two daughters. One was a little baby and the second one was like 4 years old. So I noticed he always likes going to their house. He said he likes those children, like he likes carrying it. But me, I was always suspecting him, and it got to a point the 4 years old girl was always scared of him. So one day, luckily and for me and unluckily for him, the little girl's mother supposedly told him she was going to get something outside for him to watch the kids, only for her to, I think she forgot money or something that time, so she came back only to meet him on top of her baby. So the incident was so huge then that she reported him to the police. My uncle refused to even have anything to do with him. His mom was, everybody were calling my uncle to help his child out, that he was like, he doesn't have anything, that since he decided that it's not small kids he wants to be molesting, he should face the consequences. So I don't know what happened, but my uncle called me in private one day. So he asked me if this boy has done anything for him, and I was like, no, I was denying it so well, and he knows whenever I'm lying. So he was not like, he's not going to do anything to him or tell anybody. So I now finally confessed to him. I told him everything that has been going on. That same day he sent me back to Lagos. He apologized and stuff like that. So that was how it ended.
Okay. So your uncle got to know and then he did the right thing, apologized. But wait, when your uncle, like when you found out, did he tell your parents? And how did your parents take it?
Okay, so when he found out, he didn't tell my parents because I asked him not to. Because I don't even know what to expect from them. You know Nigerian parents. I doubt if any Nigerian, most Nigerian child will say they are close to their parents or they could predict the reaction they are going to get from their parents. So most of the reaction I get from my mom especially, like she will beat you, so I'm always scared of her. So I literally begged him not to even tell my parents because I don't know what my dad would have done, because he was a soldier and the way he protects his children, it's really extreme. Like most of the time I always hear tales of my brother saying my dad would take a gun out and shoot the person. Now that I get to know that it was all a lie, they were only exaggerating. So I really was scared of what my dad was going to do, and I was scared of receiving a beating from my mom. So I literally begged him not to tell them. So
I totally understand you. So this is most of the reasons why parents should be much more nicer to their kids, because I'm sorry to say, but I just feel like if you were really close with your mom, despite the fact that your father is a soldier or whatsoever, you would have still wanted your uncle to tell her the truth. So that, just for them to know that something has happened, but you're okay. But anyways, we don't choose our parents, like they say. So this particular cousin of yours today is your cousin because he's your uncle's son. So do you still see him? Like, are you guys still... like the family, is it still like okay? You guys still talk? When last did you see him, and how was like the atmosphere like?
Okay, so we don't get to see that much. I think the last time I saw him was 2019, and I think since then my uncle has you know, in this, the way like you just let go of somebody, but unofficially, like this person's no, you don't really mean much to this person. So I guess that was what happened. And it's not like my uncle could just disown him or something like that. So, but their relationship is really strained. And the last time I saw him, my uncle literally, he didn't go to work. So he stopped going to work because I came to visit them for like 3 days. My uncle didn't know he was going to come over. So when he came, my uncle was always at home for the whole 3 days I was there. Like, my uncle was like a CCTV, so I don't think he will ever trust him again. So, and the relationship between us is actually really strained because I'm always on the defensive. Like, I rarely talk to him. Like, the highest we share is like 2 words, good morning, come and eat, you know, those sort of words, not anything like friendly or something. So because whenever I see him, I'm always scared. So, and my uncle noticed that. So
you really do not feel anything towards him. You probably just feel like you feel scared whenever you're with him. Do you hate him? Do you feel hatred towards him?
It's really hard not to. Like, I'm this kind of person, I try not to go to the extreme, but I can't help myself to not hate him. Like, I hate him, but I try my best not to show it or be hostile, because I feel if I start being hostile, that means he wins. Like, I become weak. Like, I give him that benefit of seeing me weak. Not that he didn't affect me, but I hate him. But me being hostile towards him means I'm giving him an audience with me. Like, there must be an exchange of communication, which I really don't think I can handle. So
okay, I get it now. Like, you feel hostile towards him, that he makes it look like he has an advantage over you. I get it. So today, does this traumatic experience, do they have like consequences on your relationship today and your personality?
Yeah, it does. Like, after all those experiences, it got to a point whenever I put on a particular outfit and people start staring at me, whether it's in admiration or anything, it creeps me out. That led to me always dressing like a tomboy, bobbing my hair, like anything to just not get me into the spotlight or have anyone's attention focused on me. So I got into always wearing baggy clothes, dressing like a boy, just so no attention will be placed on me. Even till this day, it's just recently that I started wearing a little bit feminine clothes, but not too often. So whenever anyone starts staring at me, I don't really feel good. Like, I try to like escape as much as I can, but I'll say I'm getting better. Like, I'm finally understanding that none of it were my fault. Like, I didn't cause any of it. So at this point in my life, I'm at this point that whatever you want to think, you are entitled to your thoughts, so I wouldn't let it affect me in any way. So yeah, I'll say I'm almost, or I'll say I've almost recovered. So
I'm so glad to hear that you have almost recovered, and that's why talking about it. How do you feel talking about it today?
Okay, so the funniest thing was, I thought talking about it was going to make me feel angry, sad, or maybe tear up and stuff like that. But talking about it actually helped me to go back to those moments, to understand what really happened, to know that none of it was my fault, that nothing I could have done could have prevented any of it. So, and it has helped me to understand that I've moved on and there's really nothing holding me back, just those caged up memories. So, I think I feel okay talking about it now. So,
really great to hear, and I'm really proud of you. So, one last question. What's your thought on pedophilia? What do you think should be done to people? What do you think should be done to pedophiles?
well, I don't really know what can be done to them because these people are people that are really close to you, people that you don't expect, people you don't think could ever do such a thing. And people that even when someone tells you that this person did this or that, you find it really hard to actually believe. You understand? Like, the moment you find out about it, you just go into shock or something. Like, you're already willing to change. Like, you're hoping someone will just tell you that, okay, I was only joking, it's not this person. Like, if someone had come to meet you at that particular period in time and tell you that, okay, well, I told you it was actually a joke, it didn't really happen, you would believe it. Like, there are these unsuspecting people. So I just think what can be done is, I think parents should be really free with their children. I don't, it's not that you can't be strict, you can't be a strict parent or something, but let there be this room of communication, let there be this openness, this level of confidence that your child has in you, that whenever I tell this person something, this person will listen to me, will believe me, will help me out. Not giving children this feeling of always being scared, victimizing children to the extent that they are more scared of you than the trauma you're going through.
That is a very, very important advice for parents. Please and please do not be too strict with your kids. Yes, they say spare the rod and spoil the child, but this generation of kids, we need love. We need parents to be able to communicate with us. So thank you so much for my guest. Thank you so much for coming on my show and on my podcast rather, and your piece of advice. And I hope that I know that you said you feel better, and I hope this lasts forever. Thank you so much once again. And to you guys listening, I hope you've learned a thing or two. And if you are out there, you are a survivor, you're a victim, please, please, and please do not feel bad about yourself. You were not in control. Did not give your consent. So please, please do not feel bad. And if you feel like you want to talk to me about it, always. Please, I'm always open. I'm always open. Please and please and please. If you have people that have gone through these things and you want to share with them, you want them to come forward, please let me know. I'm glad to do necessary. Thank you guys, and have a great week.